Well, look, there's no doubt they're underdogs today. You're talking about a team that's cost so much money to put together a side that's won things previously. But, you know, if there was any team in the bottom six or seven of the Premier League who could do it, it's Wigan. When they perform like they can do, they'll give anyone a hard time. So I'm going to remain optimistic and hope that Wigan can achieve it.
I think it's fair to say that the whole country is behind Wigan, apart from the City fans today.
Yeah, I think that's something about British culture. You know, we love an underdog, and there's no doubt Wigan are a huge underdog today. They've got nothing to lose. I think today they'll put any fears of relegation behind them and just enjoy the day, because how many times as a footballer do you get the opportunity to perform at Wembley at a cup final? It doesn't come around often, and you've got to really make sure you seize the moment.
I just spoke to Kevin Keegan, and he fears that Wigan will go down and lose this cup final. That's the nightmare scenario, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. I mean, I think there's a point to say that maybe, you know, their run in the cup might have affected them. I mean, maybe took their eye off the ball just a little bit. I mean, that's all it could take. And of course, for Wigan, they've punched above their weight for so long to remain in the Premier League and to do so well. You hope that they can achieve it. But, you know, going away to Arsenal is going to be tough for them. But again, like I said earlier, if there's any team that could do it, it's Wigan.
I know that you love Wigan Athletic. How much would it mean to you to be here today and see them lift the cup?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I'm lucky enough to get to the Carling Cup final with them, and the League Cup final was absolutely fantastic for the town and for the club. To get promotion to the Premier League was massive as well, but to win the FA Cup surely would be the biggest achievement they've ever done.
Paul Sharner, as you well know, threw his medal into the crowd that day. He insists he won't be doing that today. He's going to take home a winner's medal.
Yeah, but the thing is about Sharns, I'm not sure he knows what he's going to do. So, you know, he's a real character, and I wish him all the best of luck today.